That screen keeps flashing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It still says recording.
Maybe that's a cutting out. See what happens when you take a month off, you forget how to use your equipment.
Let me see. I don't know what it's saying.
That's the time.
Do this. See if that does anything different.
Stopped it completely.
Yeah. I think it's because I had it plugged in and I was recording. That worked.
Okay. I thought I saw it flash a minute ago.
No, it was, I've already lost one camera. Probably these things are old, man.
Yeah. Man,
yeah.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 6 years old.
Sponsor our podcast. Fuckers.
That'll help. That's all right.
I lost this camera this week. This got water in it, and now I'm gonna have to fucking buy another still camera like now because I can't be without a still camera.
Yeah,
that's my only still camera. You know, so I mean I've got extras like video cameras. Like if we lose another one, we still have four.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, but yeah, those aren't good enough for magazine quality.
They're good enough for clients. Get a good picture.
Yeah. Or Rick goes,
I have the Olympus and stuff that I use, but half the time I just pull that out. That's good enough for what I'm doing for clients and taking their pictures.
Want you to text them the picture anyway, immediately, as soon as they catch it.
It's like you're just driving off the ramp and you're already getting a text. Can I get those pictures?
Actually, yeah. You guys don't do the post exact stuff you're doing. And tell me what waterproof cameras you guys use. Because my Olympuses just aren't lasting. I mean,
and they reset really, really
slow, man. Aggravates.
But isn't that a waterproof one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to have waterproof.
That's what I'm saying.
Right here, it started to when I washed it off today, and I turned it on and off, and some water got in.
Damn.
So, yeah. It's just the salt gets into the seams and
that's the other problem is the salt. I don't give a crap what it is.
Yep. And I rinse them off.
But this one didn't even last as long as the last one.
Salt has no friend. That was a year. Yeah. I think I have a warranty for it, but I don't know how good that warranty is.
Put it in an envelope and send it back to them. Yeah. They'll tell you what they're going
to
do.
I tried to do an email, but I think I'm going to have to call them and figure it out. But yeah, but because Jay had one that was really fast. It was high pixels and...
Damn, he's on a 10-hour layover right now. Hold on, let's see what he got.
But yeah, but it was like a Pentax or something, right? Well,
I was going to say it's a Pentax one. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's waterproof, and it was fast, man. And it was good. It was good quality. So that's what I'm probably going to look at next. I'm kind of sick of these Olympuses. I've used them for a long time. They're great, you know, great cameras, but slow. If any, like a bird comes by and I want to shoot a bird, you know, not bang, but if I want to shoot a bird, I miss it. You know, if anything happens, I miss it. You know. And trying to time out an action shot because Rick's wanting more action shots from, you know, he wants more. Because I've been neglecting that. I've been video, instead of grabbing a still camera, I grab the video.
Right.
So, you know, since we started filming, those shots have not
been. Is that hard? No, remember, I don't do any of that. So is that hard to take a still of a video?
It doesn't look as good.
Really?
Yeah, because
They're not as focused, man.
I got a little, maybe have a little bit of shit on the lens. You know, it's usually not that good. Not that the quality's nice. Definitely, once you zoom in
Of course, man, you got guys that are carrying those, the big cameras now, those waterproof DSLRs now, too.
Like Lockwood, like Jet Ski Brian?
Yeah. My man. Skeet.
The pictures he puts up, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he takes great pictures.
Well, Rob's going to take his, you know, Rob and Rick have been taking his cameras out.
Those pictures of the Eagle.
That's what I'm saying. Those kind of cameras. I couldn't.
It's super hard quality.
They have them in waterproof cases, and they pull them out to take pictures of fish that you're already holding. Yeah. It's not.
I know, but still, to me, I know.
I mean, literally, we set that Eagle up for Rob.
Yeah.
Rob was coming, so we like moved away and set the Eagle back up so that it would move right back on to where Rob wanted it to and ate, so he could take pictures of it.
I like this look at those pictures. Just imagine if I had it. I could just see my camera to be at the bottom.
Yep.
No, but it's, you know, have you ever dropped your camera?
No, but I don't think about it because it's like, if I drop it, I don't give a crap because it's just like...
Until you're talking about dropping shit. I was stopped on the bridge at the fourth island. They were doing something, and they were repaving or something. So I was stopped there for a while. I turned my engine off and started casting at the pilings. Uh-huh. And that shit is so high up. I was like, what? I'm not like scared of heights or anything, but I was gripping my rod. Because if we were dropping in a kayak, you got a shot to get it, or you could, you know, or something, but
nothing, dude.
I was so scared. I was casting going, you know, letting it drop down and then reel it, just really grip it. It's like, if a striper hits this,
it's done.
Yeah, I really got to hold on to this. And it was just the weirdest feeling, and the current was really ripping. I was like, whoa, it was so high up. I'm just not awesome used to that.
Caught something.
I was perfect, because I had, right where I stopped with those, like the five pilings, where right. It stops off, you know what I mean? So I was casting up current. I'm just doing perfect cast. Way up current, letting it drop down a couple feet, and every time I get next to a pile, I'm really, oh yeah, you know, just rip it loose.
Was that years ago? Justin Curtis, he had the flounder he caught off HRBT when he sat in.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
so. I don't know if he's listening to the podcast, but he responded immediately on Facebook. A guy asked a question about sheep's head in the Potomac, and we really don't know anything about snakehead.
Snakehead, the guy,
that was wide change.
Yeah, well, yeah. a guy messaged me. I wanted to talk about that because he said, He messaged me and he said it was in St. Mary's. I was like, oh, okay, where's that at? And then I was on my phone, so I wasn't able to get to a map or anything. And he told me where it was. It was like right at the Point Lookout. That's salt water. That's like salt water. That's really salt water. It's not like fresh water. And he said there's snakeheads are starting to go into the salt water there, which is interesting.
Well, they're working their way through a brackish kind of thing.
I didn't know they could go into salt water. Well, it's not saying. Brackish there, man. It's
but I'm saying they came from a brackish. They're kind of catching up with the salinity, man.
Justin said right here that they're as far south as Plankatank.
Plankatank.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Plankatank.
But as in the salt? In the all salt right. water?
Plankatank.
In the salt water. In the salt water, I guess. Because the pian can take up in the upper parts of it is fresh, right?
But I don't know if he's listening to the podcast, but he did respond immediately.
Yeah. That's crazy if they are starting. I did not know they were salt.
He invited me up there for that last year. He said it's a ton.
Yeah,
of
no, damn right.
He's just in the middle of nowhere, man. Even if I go see him, there ain't shit there.
They say they eat good. Jeff Little and them guys, they say they eat good, too. Yeah. And you got to get rid of them, so it's like...
Some white meat, and I've seen a lot of stuff about it, how good they taste. So I said, yeah.
They have big tournaments for that.
Man, they look like a bowfin to me. Bowfins are stinky and disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's freshwater, so let's change track.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Oh, well, I know you wanted to bring up etiquette being spring and a shit ton of people being on the water right now. I mean, Rudy on a weekday is looking like a weekend, you know?
And I get some of it because people, you know, we had a long winter, we had a hard winter, so
right,
everybody's ready to get on the water, they're ready to chomp, and then, you know, I had
run-ins with boats when I was over there the other day, and
well, that's the other thing I wanted to say too about all that. You said that just like that. I had run-in with boats because you remember this when you work at a tackle shop. Everybody comes in and like, this kayaker today, you know? Like, I have a line to every kayaker. I'll call that son of a bitch right now, and I'll take care of it for
that
you.
That mother.
Yeah, I get it. But everybody in general, it's just, I don't know, it just seems so, you know, the etiquette. Yeah. The etiquette's gone. And for an example, I did one trip with clients this year to Rudy, and that was just when it really kicked off, and it was good, and it was just like, I'm going to go there because I know we're going to score fish. It's going to be no exploring to it. And to be quite honest, I had to get in the truck after that trip and drive to Cedar Island to do filming for natives. It was like, I didn't want to go paddle all around all day looking for fish. I was going to go to Rudy. But my point was, we were sitting there fishing, and I had a kayaker pull up right next to me. You know, and I'm not saying that I should be, everybody, oh, Lozier's underwater, don't go near him. But, I mean, I had three guys with me, you know, and I'm like, I'm not fishing, and I'm talking to, I mean, I'm guiding, you know.
Right.
Pull right up there and, hey, what's going on? And start casting, too, you know.
Yeah. Like,
and how do you, you know, politically correctly say, hey, dude, I'm working. But then the worst was, then I had a John boat come around the corner because two of the three of my guys were hooked up and dropped anchor, like, right next to us and cast it. Well, what made it better is they caught nothing, and we had, like, five more fish, and at times they had nothing, but they were, that was totally different because they were throwing, but it was just like.
And, well, there was another, Bogowski. Right? Then he got to drop his anchor right in the middle of the bite, boom, cut it off, right? You know,
right, yeah, and then the best part is they're like, they're not biting anymore.
it's a guy
in the aluminum John boat that's got 3 inches of chain. He drags it to the John boat.
The dude's got to come up to me at Little Creek and just drop anchor right in the middle of where I'm jigging.
Yeah.
Right.
Hooking fish. And then all of a sudden you catch nothing. And they're like,
at the show.
They're like, dude, you were catching them when we came up. Yeah, I was, wasn't I?
And I don't think a boat also realizes how loud
they are.
Yeah, yeah. I don't realize
what the disturbance is, especially in a body. Drop this anchor down and
well, even engines, you know, running.
What is this? They don't even drop it; they still throw it. We're in 6 foot of water, and they still want to like.
I got ran up on. You know, two boats ran up on.
Yeah,
and I'm a fisherman, and I do not hold my tongue when I'm out there. I laid into these guys, you know. I was like, you guys ran over stuff to get to me just because you saw me doing something. And they're like, huh? I was like, no, you guys ran over fish to cast right on top of me. And they're like, oh, okay. And then he said something. I was like, you know, and I just started paddling away at this point. The first one, I actually had three. The first one was a guy, the fly guy, right? And so I let him go. I just backed off because we've burned in front of him anyway. The whole three fish, that was the same guy out that back. I saw me. Yeah. And it was funny. The fly guy goes and burns right into the engine, and so they had a whole chaos. I was like, but there's two others that ran away. You kayak, Kevin? I was like, yeah. And just, yeah. It's like they kind of recognize me too, and they want to talk to me, but fucking fishing. You know, right. I'm a goddamn fisherman out there. I'm not.
I'm different here. I'm an acrobatics from Thursday, right. Friday, and Saturday. Hang out.
I'm a different person when I am on the water. I'm a fisherman. You know,
right.
People forget.
Trying to do my thing. I mean, I go out there with my friends to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I don't go out there to like hang out with everybody in the world that sees anything. We see it all the time, dude. Especially during the striper bite, when the striper will actually bite off of Cape Charles, Kiptopi, the Chuck Drift.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you were catching fish.
Well, we do the same to them, and that's kind of our fish.
Well, bite. I mean, we just roam around until we see a bite.
Yeah, until we see a bite fishing.
But, like, eventually everybody's all spread out. This dude will start catching, like, four or five in a row. Next thing you know, like, we can barely put our paddles in the water.
I mean, there's video of
yeah, boats just coming in. Boats just rolling in.
Well, that's the thing I was talking about.
That's
all
right.
There.
That's all right because it's spaced out. These guys ran on top of me. And, it was, and for them, it's like, would you do that to another boat? That's the one kind of question that you
No, but the thing that's totally around is what happened if say the same point. That guy in a jumbo dropped his anchor. He was anchored, and I had my three clients, and I seen him hooked up, and I paddled my guys over there.
Right.
He would have thrown everything in the boat at me, dude.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's another thing is surrounding them in cast. When you have three guys on a boat, they're covering a huge area because they're casting off of here. We're casting like this.
Right.
And we move and we cast like this.
So three of us in a row have the same area.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That same guy,
if
we just came in and started beating the sky, they would have called us everything, would have thrown stuff at us. I would have had lead in my head. You know what I'm saying? It would have been like.
It would have been like paddling past the pier.
Or back at Crab Creek when it first opened. Remember Crab Creek?
Yeah.
Fuckers!
Yeah.
Fishing, what is it? What is the bridge under the West Great Neck Bridge or whatever?
Oh, boy.
They'll really bomb them at you there.
Yeah, well.
Just to see if they can even. It's just,
I had lines going, you know, just kind of come over top of me. I was like, man.
So my best one ever, we were fishing in Hungers, and this guy was out there in a little, like, white, you know, those clack-clack boats, you know, where they got, you know, it's this old white boat, and he's fishing. And I have, there's my rule. If I can read what's on your hat, I'm way too close. You know, so I try to give, like, I can't even see what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. If I can, you know, cast length.
That's as far as you need to be, right. Because whatever you use on, if it's better
we're
to
not
stay
bass fishing.
From.
There's current, fish are moving, everything's moving.
Yeah, if you see something here, stay 100 yards away because the fish is probably coming your way.
Yeah, right. So if I can't see, so I'm way off this guy and I can see him. He's coming, like, from Alabama. Trying to cast his mirror lure at me, you know?
Yeah.
Finally, I'm like, am I in your way? That's what he says to me. They're like, you ain't, but your canoe is. Right? So I paddle way around. So now I'm trying, So now I'm trying to go way back in. And I forget who I'm with, and they call me on the radio, like, Lozier, what do you got going on over there? I said, I think I'm pissing off the mayor of Hunger's Creek right now. So just give me a minute to get out of here. So I'm like, and he does it again. He like lobs one, and I was trying to catch it with my paddle because I saw it coming.
Is that
gonna,
close?
Yeah, dude. It was a red and white MRC. I mean, I saw the mirror lure, dude. I watched it go across, and I was just like trying to act like I did it, but I was trying to catch it with the paddle.
My Hunger's Creek experience is I'm paddling out. It's high tide. We're paddling through there, like, just looking for spots, you know, paddling through. This clamber, like, starts circling us. It's like, hey, stay off my claims.
Yeah, they get all
right. I was like, huh?
Claims.
Claims. I was like, what? He's like, anywhere you see PVC, they's claims. I was like, it's like 5 feet deep, dude. I'm drafting, like, 4 inches. Stay off my claims.
Is anybody tuned in from Eastern Shore?
Yeah. They're probably laughing.
Yeah. Like, holy.
I had a guy say something to me about
serious.
That. I had a guy say something about that too, and he said something about, I'm not worried about your kite, but your paddle. I said, I got a $500 paddle. If I'm digging it down here, I don't need to, you know, it's like, I am not trying to.
That's why Angel hit me up this week, and he's like, you know where you can get a cheap carbon and fiberglass paddle? I was like, no. I was like, not new.
Not cheap.
I was like, they don't come cheap new. I was like, you want to buy a quality paddle, you're looking at like starting around $300.
So I said that guy's like, I got a very expensive paddle here. I'm not trying to go into your claims.
Claims. Yeah.
PVC.
Yeah. PVC. Pays claims.
A good thing when a good etiquette thing, if you're paddling along the shoreline, well, that's what I'll do. If I'm even trying to get out of the current, if I'm paddling against the current, and I see somebody that's casting to the shoreline, I will paddle around
them.
Even if it sucks for me, because it sucks going in the current when I'm got a good pace along
and
the no current side.
You run and especially in the spring, and we used to catch. Well, the seasons used to be a little slower. It was a little slower until this year. So we used to be catching tautogs sometimes when the guys were fishing were starting to cast for stripers.
Yeah.
And then again in the fall, they start to cast for stripers.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to go around every one of those boats. But those guys are fishing too, man.
But maybe that's the thing. What we just talked about with the John Boat guy is maybe everybody, when they're getting ready to do something, how would I like it if it was done?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So before you get ready, if you're not even sure, think about it. Like, well, what I want that guy to do or whatever you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, when I think about cussing that dude out, okay, well, then I won't do that.
Right. Is that cool?
Not if I'm going to blatantly do it. If I'm even going to think about cussing him out, maybe I should.
That guy's all by himself catching fish. Do I really want to go over and introduce myself now?
You know, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just like,
we're friends.
Even last year,
Facebook.
I had a friend. He's a friend of mine, but I had him come up on me right where I was casting. And I was like, are you really going to anchor up right where I'm casting?
Dude, I hooked
and he was like, I guess not. I said, I don't think so.
Dude, I hooked a
he's
fish.
A friend of mine, but not a personal
me
plus
friend,
but I do know him. And I was like, dude.
When we got off Sandbridge last year near the buoy, and I had that live bait get nailed.
Oh.
And my line got wrapped around Seth's, and I was like, dude, what? Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
I was just losing it on him. Like, just cut your fucking line. Get the fuck out of him. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Someone was just like, attacking my live bait and just peeling line off my reel. And I'm like, dude. And it ended up being a shark.
Yeah. But,
I was like, dude, do something. I can't do anything with your fucking line.
Yeah. Because usually we're even good, like if we have a trolling line, we'll bring it up when we come to a school of fish or whatever. But there is even one time where we had two out, and I get one up, and oh fuck, I forgot about this one, and it gets in everything, and it's everywhere. We're fighting fish in lines and all that stuff. And yeah.
Well, at least that's a little different.
Dude, fuck up that,
the pros
that
can
one.
Fuck up majorly. When the pros fuck up, like, majorly, it's a major fuck up. But
at least you guys are talking about one, you're fishing with yourselves.
No.
You're fishing with yourselves and stuff.
It wasn't
too,
your 50. The
no,
first
no, it was
one,
that
no.
When we found them
out there. Yeah,
when it was Alex and you. It was when you spotted
the
school.
Yeah.
You spotted the school.
I started yelling. I'm like,
oh
what the fuck's up with your fucking line?
And I'm going, fuck! I'm sorry to us. I know how bad that is. I
the
know.
Fuck is up with
oh
your line?
Fuck!
Why
I just
is this
fucked
way
him
out
up.
Here.
He saw these. I just fucked his fight up. Oh, that's what I'm worried about. I'm like. Tell me which one to cut! You know?
Which one's mine?
I'm fighting the fish, holding scissors.
Yeah,
like,
me too, and it's like a line's going across. It's like, oh, this is bad.
And
we still landed them.
Those things, because he had one hook too, dude. when you have two fish hooked in a line in between you that doesn't have anything on
it's scary.
It's like a spider web instantly, yeah. too. And these things,
expand,
they try and be expand. Near each other.
Yeah, they're trying to get back together.
They,
right.
They're trying to be near each other, so they are just doing their, it's ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, we can keep them untangled on the rods.
Right. Yeah, we totally got that, but we have another one going on.
We can't do anything about any free lines out.
Yeah, but usually but that one day we just had that we had two, and I was good.
We had a trolling bite earlier too.
Even in the video, like I reel it up, I'm like, all right. And then all of a sudden, this kid's going, oh, fuck, I forgot about that one. On the other side, oh, well, I wasn't fighting on that side. I was looking on this side. I was like, all right, I'm relaxed now. I can get into this fight. And all of a sudden, it gets really bad.
Going south.
But we south. Recovered and still landed the fish. So that's, you know,
yep.
The pros can fuck up. We fuck up majorly, but we can still, you know, pull it off.
But that's the other thing. You are making Woo. Mistakes around each other that you know each other and you yes. can deal with.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quick. And even on that moment, you know, like, if okay, it gets heated and I say some shit, you know.
No!
If my line is tight, yours is tangled in. Right. Yours
you know. And yeah. you're expecting to get Damn some right. shit. But as soon as the shit's over, you're like, hey, let's go over here now. You know, it's all new. But when Joe Blow and his freaking band of Mariettes come in, you know, you're like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what he has tied on the end of his line. If I've got a fish on and his line gets tangled up with me, he knows to cut it right then.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
That's
it doesn't
saying.
Matter what's
it's
on the other end of it.
It's an understood thing going on there. It's a total difference. But back to that thing, think about, like, what that person... If he did it to you, how would it work out for you? You know, just the opposite.
Yeah, that's why I was flabbergasted when these two boats ran up on me. I was like,
bitch, I'm psych-casted. What the
fuck? And they, I mean, they had literally, there was the schools. It was incredible. I was like, you guys just made, just because I was like casting. I wasn't even hooked up. I was just casting. And they were like, it's a craziness. And, you know, you wouldn't do it if it was a boat. You know, I just wouldn't think you would have done it with a boat. But maybe. Who knows?
If you're that type of jerk, just stop.
Go play golf.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so
it's springtime and
short. Like I said, a little bit of me, I kind of can say, I don't want to say I understand it, but everybody's happy to get out there. And then when the only game in town, because the flip side is, for that same thing, is the river. Your favorite place to fish. The river. But in the fall, that's the only game in town. If you don't have a big boat and aren't stripers, and you get the same thing. When you say that about casting ashore, I don't know how many times. I think I went to the river 3 times this winter because I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But how many times I was out and casting ashore in a boat. You know, it's just like.
Yeah.
My rod's this way. I'm doing something this right here.
You're sticking with trout fishing. It's sensitive. You know.
Exactly.
It's as sensitive as like a fucking freshwater bite.
Right.
It's like, sketchy.
If I'm doing this, that means I'm doing something here.
And
not back here.
He's not paddling. It's a pain in us ass for us to go around people, you know, when we've got a straight line. Yeah, he's running.
Got the screws to it, too.
Yeah.
Up on plane.
Yep.
Island or lures behind him.
Yeah.
That's why I like going to other places, so I don't have to deal with that and try to get it. Plus, it's more rewarding to go out and find your fish.
I went... inshore fishing the other day and caught absolutely nothing, but it happens.
Yeah.
I fished, you know, down the street from here. Yeah. I probably should have gone the other way, but, I mean...
What was the current doing?
It was coming in, but...
Yeah, but you would have had some...
Everything's still... Yeah. I think, you know, we were talking about the weather and everything. It's really... I think some things are, like, sitting on the edge. Like, it doesn't
but
know
also,
which way to
like,
go. Like, for the first couple weeks of trips... All my reds were schooled up in where I was fishing with clients. I mean, I was literally had one client, felt so bad for the guy. He didn't have any polarized glasses. He had glasses, but he never gotten any polarized.
He couldn't see.
So I was calling shots. I mean, I would just watch the fish go by. But the schools have kind of broken up now. And they're kind of like onesie twosie, you know what I'm saying? Where it was like schools. It was like, I don't want to use the example, but like Florida good. If I was on a skiff, I could have been like, you know, cast, you know, I mean, it was like polling platform. I was standing up in a kayak and literally I'd watch them and I'd be like, throw here because I knew they were going that way. Start retrieving now. And it was just interceptions.
I've done that.
All that fishing.
I was,
but now it's gotten to the point where those schools, because the water's warmed up, the bait's more spread. So now the fish are spread. They don't have to. This is what you were saying earlier. They're all trying to be together. Uh-huh. Well, now they don't have to be together. They don't have. There's no safety in numbers because they don't need the safety in numbers.
Yeah, since what's cool about Reds is they separate out. They'll be individuals. And
exactly.
And,
once, you know, that's thing. All over, you know, so that's the way it's getting in there now. But everything's kind of sitting like, you know, I think it's for fish even. It's like we went from 50-degree water overnight, you know, so it's just like boom, boom. I mean, we had, a week of 80s?
Yeah. Yeah. And just last week, I was
just as much of a shock of 40-degree water temperature going down like overnight for them. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure like all that stuff's happening because I think the water's warmed up, and I know it's a lot of places, but there's not a lot of bait in some places that normally at that water temperature would have a lot more bait because it's not here yet.
Well, it's too fast.
Nothing's balanced out.
Yeah,
you know that green crap's all. What's going to live in an oyster bar covered with?
Yeah,
right.
Stalagmites of freaking green slime.
Yeah, and I had croakers or pinfish, something, whatever it was. They were tiny, too tiny. I didn't even snag any of them.
Yeah,
almost on every cast, no matter where I went, it was just.
Oh, when I went to the HRBT, it was nonstop
baby
croaker.
Fish, just annihilating your nonstop lures, and none of my lures even got ruined.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Never put a hook in anything, small. And no lures ever got ruined, no plastic ever got tore up or anything. It was just
weren't even puffers.
No, it was, no.
No, not yet. They're a warm one. Yeah, they're always good.
You know that little chomp?
And you cut them open. Oh, there's all my baits.
Put them all back together. The annoyances.
No, those are awesome. I love them. You know, if you can get a bunch of them, that's the thing. Is you catch one, you're like, all right. Let's try to catch some more. Yeah, you know, try to get some more because you wanted some more of those. But yeah,
you don't see them a lot, but when you get them,
mm-hmm. It's in the fall.
Yeah, it's fall. Caught them in Lynn Haven.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild to see them.
Yep.
They're cool how they puff up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the spiny puffers are real, real weird.
It's offshore. You can see those more offshore. Well, but there's the smooth puffer, the big one that came in. Were you there when it came in the tackle shop? It was a
Oceanic puffer.
That's what it was. It's not a smooth puffer, but Oceanic puffer came in.
Yeah.
I know what the hell it was.
They're like 6-7 pounds.
It kind of looked like a cobia looking because it has a stripe down, and I think it was.
Kind of like a remora or something.
Kind of remora.
But then it's got like the puffer mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was longer. Well, it was long. It was kind of weird.
I don't know. Did it puff up?
Mm-mm. It was dead.
Oh. Puffing stops there.
No air circulation.
Yeah.
It was dead. Dead. Cooler.
Dead puffer.
Dead puffer. I think we're going to wrap it up. Well, thanks for fucking coming and doing a
podcast. All right, next time I'm going to come in 10 minutes late.
The first podcast in a month.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get back on this.
Well, no, it was cool to get because as long as it's the thing as soon as you coming in is then talking about what we're going to talk about, you know. So today we need to talk about where I was just like, no, don't talk about what you know what you did this week. What we're going to talk about, we'll talk about that. You know, you kind of like I could think about the etiquette thing. When you started talking about that, I was like, okay, well, we'll talk about that. It's just trying to stop that from happening because you end up like burning out all the kind of cool conversation before we get on air,
right?
Or the spontaneity of it. I mean, it's kind of not spontaneous, but you kind of hold your spontaneity until we kind of get it turned on. Yeah,
you got big words there at the end.
Spontaneity.
Yeah, that is not even a real word.
Spontaneity? No.
Spontaneity.
Oh, shit! Now I'm trying to break it. I can't say it.
It's probably write it out.
Probably not.
Write it out. No, don't spell.
No,
never
spell
mind.
It. No. You're trying to make me spell that.
Spontaneous.
I forgot who I was.
Spontaneousness. Yeah, it's kind of about the same thing.
Ish.
Spontaneity. Spontaneity. That's not it.
First landing kayak fishing service.
First is in 1ST landing yak fish. Oh no, the website. First1stlandingyakfish.com. Firstlandingyakfish.com. First landing kayak fishing service.
The fishing's good.
Mark Lowe's
fishing's been good.
Fishing's good.
I've been the busiest I've been this early because of this weather. I mean,
yeah,
I
warmed up.
Yeah,
I mean, well, of course, everybody was, like you said, everybody was hidden, bunkered down, and it warmed up, man. They're coming out. The fish are biting, folks.
They're out there.
Do your thing.
Yep.
But do your own thing. Do your own thing.
Don't
do your own homework. Do your own thing.
And if you roll up on Lozier at his party and he goes off on you,
you're warned.
Yeah, yeah. You're warned. He put it out there. He has definitely put it out there.
Me and my canoe.
His
Me
canoe.
And my canoe.
Get your canoe out of his canoe crowd's way. Row your canoe elsewhere.
Spontaneity.
Yeah, pick you a spontaneity like spot somewhere else.
Be spontaneous about where you're fishing.
Stay off the claims. PVC.
And then where you see PVC. These claims.
These here is.
These here is.
What is my claims?
All right.
Comes the hate mail from the Eastern Shore.
Yep.
Later, y'all.